Hey everybody, James Breyer here with the Seattle Rodent Control Show. And today's show is called Special Focus, Seattle's Urban Wildlife and Rodents. You know what's wild? Seattle homeowners dump millions into fighting urban wildlife every year, and we're still sharing our morning coffee with raccoons on our back porches. But here's the thing. Maybe we're thinking about this all wrong. Let's talk about who we're really dealing with here in Seattle. Our city's basically become a luxury high-rise for rats, raccoons, and squirrels. These aren't just occasional visitors anymore. They're permanent residents with prime real estate. As our city grows, these critters aren't moving out. They're just getting better at being our neighbors. Think of them as the ultimate urban adapters, turning every new development into their personal playground. Now, here's why we keep failing at the whole get rid of them game. Most folks are trying to win a chess match while playing checkers. Those store-bought deterrents and quick-fix solutions, that's like putting a Band-Aid on a leaky pipe. We're not addressing why these animals chose our properties in the first place, and we're sometimes making things worse with harmful chemicals that hurt more than help. Let me tell you about what happened in Ballard. It's like a masterclass in getting it right. This neighborhood got together and did something brilliant. Instead of trying to wage war on wildlife, they created what I like to call unwelcome mats, natural gardens with plants that critters hate. We're talking lavender, mint, and other aromatics that make rodents say, thanks, but no thanks. Their rodent calls dropped by half in just 6 months, and not a single trap was set. So how do we make this work in our own backyards? First, think like a real estate agent. Location, location, location. Smart landscaping is your foundation. Keep plants trimmed back from your house, replace those attractive berry bushes with less tasty options, and make sure your outdoor storage isn't accidentally creating luxury condos for unwanted guests. Here's your homework for this weekend. Do a wildlife audit of your property. Walk around like you're a hungry raccoon looking for dinner and shelter. Where would you try to get in? What looks like an all-you-can-eat buffet? Those are your starting points for making changes that actually last. This has been James Breyer with the Seattle Rodent Control Show.